The Zombies was an English band formed in 1961 in St. Albans, led by Rod Argent on piano and Colin Blunstone on vocals. The band scored U.S. hits in the mid and late 60s with She's Not There, Tell Her No, and Time of the Seasons. Although they never rose to the prominence of other British invasion bands, the Zombies are a particular favorite of music critics for their sophisticated jazz-inspired musical arrangements and vocal harmonies. The song Time of the Seasons is credited as the source of the widespread provocative use of the phrase, Who's Your Daddy? An interesting side note, in April 1968, the album Odyssey and Oracle was released, but by this time, the band had already broken up due to internal conflicts. The album sold little and was only released in the U.S. An album track called Time of the Seasons was released as a single, and eventually it became a huge nationwide hit, rising to number 3 on the Billboard's chart after a radio DJ had discovered it and put it into a heavy rotation mix. Since the group had declined to perform, various concocted bands tried to capitalize on the success and falsely toured under the band's name.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the dark, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the time to promised land, to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love. What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy,
baby?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Looking Glass was an American pop music group of the early 1970s. The group was formed in 1969 at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and consisted of four members: Elliot Lurie, lead guitar; Lawrence Domscape, piano; Peter Savelle, bass; and Jeff Grob, drums. Looking Glass had one hit single that rose to number one in the week of August 26, 1972. With Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. Groups like Led Zeppelin and folk music. In the 1980s, the band became a mainstream rock act. In 1975, Hart signed with Mushroom Records. The band had an initial album release that was Dreamboat Annie, which upon its release in Canada sold 30,000 copies and 25,000 copies in the U.S. The album contained two hit singles, Crazy on You, number 35 in 1976, and Magic Man, number 9 in 76. Dreamboat Annie eventually sold over a million copies. In 1977, Hart broke its contract with Mushroom and signed with a CBS subsidiary called Portrait and released Little Queen, which contained massive hit singles like Barracuda, which rose to number 11 in 1977. This became Hart's second million-dollar seller. By 1985, Hart had joined Capitol Records and released Hark, which rose to number one on the album chart in 1985. It sold 5 million copies, and the album contained four top 10 hits. What About Love, number 10 in 1985. Never, number 4 in 1985. These Dreams, number 1 in 1986, and Nothing at All, number 10 in 1986. From 1977, here is Heart's number 11 hit, Barracuda. Jimmy Fields, Dash Crofts, Glenn Campbell, and Jerry Cole left the band that they were all members of called The Champs to form a band called Glenn Campbell and the GCs. The band only lasted a couple of years before members went their separate ways. Crofts returned to Texas and Fields joined a band named Dawnbreakers. Cross eventually joined Seals in the Dawnbreakers. However, the band proved just as unsuccessful. After the failure of the Dawnbreakers, the two decided to play as a duo with Seals on guitar, saxophone, and violin, and Cross on guitar and mandolin. The pair signed as a new contract group with Warner Brothers Records in 1971. Their first album with their new label was just as unsuccessful, but their second album, Summer Breeze, charted at number 7 in 1972. Diamond Girl was released on the album of the same name in 1973 and rose to number 6 on the pop charts. An interesting side piece of trivia is Dan, Ingledan Seals, is Jim Seals' brother and was half of the pop duo Ingledan and John Ford Coley. You are listening to WRFR 93.3 Rockland, 99.3 Camden. The band Tyrannosaurus Rex went through many personnel changes and style changes in its early years. It began gaining wide-based appeal around the same time that its name was shortened to T-Rex. Legend has it that band member Tony Visconti got fed up with writing the name out in full on studio tapes and began abbreviating it. When a fellow bandmate, Molin, first noticed this name shortening, he was supposedly quite furious, but later claimed that the whole thing was his idea. Also, T-Rex is cited as the band that birthed glam rock. Founding member Mark Bolan was reported to have added glitter underneath his eyes just before an appearance on Top of the Pops. Also, as far back as Tyrannosaurus Rex's first album, Bolan, was known to wear women's clothing. Glam rock, of course, is often attributed to Alice Cooper, who often donned dresses and other torn women's clothing as part of his stage act. However, T-Rex's first album predates Cooper's by some margin. The band's second album, Electric Warrior, was released in 1972 and contains Get It On. It became a massive hit in the U.S. when it was renamed and released as Magna Gong. precursor to BTO was the band Braveville, formed in the 1970s by Randy Bachman and Chad Allen, both of the Guess Who, and Robbie Bachman and Fred Turner. Allen was replaced by Tim Bachman, the third of the Bachman brothers, and the band changed its name to Bachman Turner Overdrive. BTO released their first album under that name in the spring of 1973. Their second album was Bachman Turner Overdrive 2, and it became a massive hit in the U.S. and their native Canada. It also yielded their best-remembered single, Taking Care of Business, written by Randy Bachman. Due perhaps to personal lifestyle issues and limited performance skills, Tim Bachman left BTO and was replaced by Blair Thornton. On the heels of the success of the first album in 1974, Not Fragile became a hit, including the number one single, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. While My Guitar Weeps was written by George Harrison, who originally performed it with a solo guitar and an organ. Although, according to Harrison, inspiration for the song came from reading the I Ching. Harrison wrote the song at his parents' home in north of England. His initial idea to write the song was based on reading the first words he saw upon opening a random book. Those first words were "Gently Weep," and he immediately began to write the song. The song was met by little to no interest by the other Beatles. Disappointed, Harrison invited his friend Eric Clapton to join him in a recording session. The inclusion of Clapton allowed Harrison to free himself of lead guitar playing and stuck only with rhythm and vocals. Some have questioned whether the famous solo in "Gently Weeps" is actually played by Clapton. It has been rumored that the solo was re-recorded and that Clapton's solo was not the one that was pressed. However, Harrison has said of the solo, "So Eric played that, and I thought it was really good. Then we listened to it back, and he said, 'Ah, there's the problem, though. It's not Beatly enough.' So we put it through an automatic double track and wobbled it up a bit." A popular belief and clue to the infamous "Paul is Dead" urban legend is that towards the end of the song, during the Clapton solo, Harrison cries out a moan something like, "Paul, oh Paul, oh Paul." On the 14th of July, 1992, Harrison and Clapton performed a live version of "Jap Ann." This live version also had a background vocal. During the song, the background singers unmistakably sing "Touch My Bum" during key parts of the song.
Sleeping by my guitar. drum, psycho guitar.
Golden Earring is a Dutch rock pop group that was founded in 1961 in The Hague as the Golden Earrings. The S was later dropped. They had international chart success with their songs 8 Mile High in 1969, Radar Love in 1973, and The Twilight Zone in 1982. The name Golden Earrings was taken from a song originally sung by Marlene Dietrich in 1947, and is a hit for Peggy Lee in 1948.
Yeah.
you have a favorite song from the 60s or 70s that you would like to have played, please feel free to write. My email is phantomtracks@gmail.com. Also, I'm always hungry for songs and band info, so if you have some really neat facts about a band or about their songs, feel free to send it along. Thanks for listening.
Drop a dime for us.